escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yankees did what they were supposed to do. But when they finish sweeping the White Sox later today, the real season begins. What's up? This is EJ Stewart, EJ After Dark, back on The Fan, and we've got a lot to get to coming up on this morning show, including my preseason predictions for the Jets and Giants, plus my Super Bowl picks. Do you smell it? Football season is back. Plus, why now's the time to buy stock in those New York Metropolitans despite disappointing loss at Citi Field yesterday afternoon. And the one thing I cannot stand about New York sports. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. The Bronx Bombers are giving us a chance at a chance. The Bronx Bombers are giving us hope at having hope. And you look at a season-high 7-game win streak, 16 games now over 500 at 76-60, just 2.5 games off of having the best record in all of the American League. You would think now's the time to start pumping out your chest, start feeling good about the New York Yankees. The bad news is, these 7 wins tell us absolutely nothing about this year's Bronx Bombers, to be honest. They don't. As much as I really want to get hyped about it, as much as I really want to, you know, really wave those Yankee pom-poms and really flash those and flex those pinstripes, you can't do that given the opponents they've been playing of late. Given how the Yankees have beat up bad teams throughout this entire season, you would be a fool to really extrapolate anything meaningful from beating the likes of the Nationals and beating the likes of the Chicago White Sox. Now, if you want to extrapolate anything, you can say, okay, this team isn't a complete dumpster fire. You could say this team is not a team that, you know, lacks all heart. You know, those are things that I guess you say you would learn from this team, given how things had just went so disastrous against the Boston Red Sox last week. You could have taken maybe even the most doomsday approach to these two series had the Yankees found a way to lose these series, but they swept the Nationals. I believe they're going to sweep the White Sox later today. And to me, that's what this generation's Yankees do. Yankees against bad teams, that is the Yankees standard, to beat these teams. I know it's a long ways away from what the standard used to be, but bad teams coming to town, it's time for the Yankees to feast. You're 30, 40 game below 500. You're putting together AAA type lineups. You're giving innings to pitchers who are years away from being years away. Step on up and get your cranium cracked by the New York Yankees. That is the Yankees standard. Now, I know it's supposed to be a quest for another World Series, but to be honest, we're a far cry from what the Yankee standard once was, which is executing against baseball's best. The old Yankee standard, excelling when the pressure is at its highest. That's something the Yankees haven't done at all this season. But that's where the good news does come in, because the Yankee season begins on Tuesday. And if you really want to buy into these Bombers, the trend that has happened for most of the season has to end over the next 2 weeks. It has to end. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Schedule's going to get thick. It's getting real thick here. We are looking at a stretch that, to me, is going to define the Yankee season in many ways. And let's break that down. Because, number one, there's the practical way it's going to define the Yankee season. As I said, Yankees now, because they've been able to get fat against these bad teams, now 16 games above 500. They're now just 2.5 games off of having the best record in all of the American League. So when I look at this next two-week stretch the Yankees have, the Yankees can secure some very important positioning when it comes to the standings. And that even includes at this point, which I can't believe I'm saying, given how we were talking about the Yankees just a week ago, just 3-4 weeks ago. That now includes having home field advantage throughout the entire American League playoffs. That is what's in front of the Yankees right now. That is the reality. So that's one way in which this week is going to define the Yankee season, because how the playoffs look in terms of where they're playing will literally be determined by these next 2 weeks. But number two, and I think it's more important in how this is going to define the Yankee season, is I think it will tell us really what to actually expect from the Yankees during these playoffs. Because the stretch they have coming up, where you got Houston, and then you got Detroit, and then you got Toronto, and you got Boston. This next stretch that's coming up right here, these are the teams that the Yankees have not beaten. These are the teams that have been bashing the Yankees' heads in all year. These are the teams, really, when we think about these series, especially the Boston and Toronto series, these are the teams that have actually sucked the life out of the Yankee fan. You know, when I think about this season, I don't just think about my own rants here on WFAN. I think about other folks' rants on WFAN. We have so many great hosts here, so many great Yankee fans here. And I think about the frustration I could think of from a guy like Brandon Tierney or Sean Morash or Keith McPherson. And I'm thinking about the season of how it is gone and hearing those brothers talk about this team. Their most frustrating times in this season has been against these teams. When they couldn't beat the Blue Jays, when they couldn't beat the Red Sox, when they couldn't beat the Astros. Early in the season, they lost to the Tigers. That was when, from this station to out there on the corner to when I'm talking to people at the barbershop, that's when I heard the most anxiety from the Yankee fan was, despite the record, this performance against these teams makes me believe we can't get it done. And if that conversation is happening among fans, amongst pundits, amongst all of us, you know damn sure that the Yankee clubhouse is sitting there thinking, this is when our season begins. Because they know it probably better than us, because they're the ones out there getting their ass kicked by these teams. That they have played absolutely terrible against the top teams in the American League, particularly the teams that are going to be in their way when it comes to trying to get to that World Series. So they're looking at this landscape, they're looking at these 2 weeks and say, this is our opportunity for redemption. This is our opportunity to change the narrative. This is our opportunity to shift the mindset in these individual matchups. Because I know for damn sure the Blue Jays and the Red Sox, they have you in their back pocket. The way they have dominated these matchups, the way they have absolutely, it seemed like they could beat the Yankees in any way possible with these two teams. I mean, the high scoring games, come from behind wins, extra inning games, one run games, 1-0, 2-1 type games, low scoring games. It doesn't matter how in which way these teams have faced the Yankees. They have found a way to get one over on them, regardless of the scenarios. Good starting pitching, bad starting pitching, good bullpen performance, bad bullpen performance. It doesn't matter. These teams have dominated. So I think if you're the New York Yankees, you come into this two-week stretch. What you cannot have is these teams, once again, having the level of success that they had against you earlier in the season. Because to be honest, I think we're at the point now where the Yankees, you're not worried about missing the playoffs. I'll admit, I thought that they were not going to make the playoffs earlier this month the way I saw them playing. I think maybe I underestimated how easy the schedule was going to be and how much the Yankees would be able to dominate once they saw these lesser teams. I think not making the playoffs is no longer really in the realm of conversation. But I do feel like if the Yankees are actually going to make a run here, they've got to shift the narrative when it comes to these games. Again, Tuesday it starts, 3 at Houston, then 3 at home against Toronto, you got 3 against Detroit, and then you got 3 against Boston. These are teams that the Yankees are a combined 7-19 against. 7-19. In a span of 26 games, the Yankees against these top teams are 12 games below 500. 1-2 against Houston, 1-2 against Detroit, 3-7 against Toronto, 2-8 against the Red Sox. That can't happen in this stretch. Because again, in this stretch, if they struggle, if they come in a situation where you're looking at 12 games here, I'm saying they got to go at least 7-5. I think if you go 7-5 in this upcoming stretch, I think you can start to say, okay, we figured some things out. We can't sit here and say, oh, we can pump our chests out and think that they're going to go out there and just dominate these teams in the playoffs. But I think now that psychological edge that these teams have had over the Yankees, the Astros have had it for years now. But then Toronto and Boston, this kind of new edge that they have gained, any confidence Detroit may have as one of the up-and-coming teams in the American League, I think that kind of disappears if the Yankees take care of business in this 12-game stretch. I think, what happened in August against the Red Sox, I think what happened in July against Toronto, again, the things that happened earlier in the season, those things start to feel like ancient history once the leaves start crackling. Once you start to see some orange and brown up in the skies when it comes to the trees and the leaves, and it's October, I think we start to forget about that stuff. I don't think that stuff matters quite as much. So this is where the Yankees have a golden opportunity. That's the good news when it comes to this situation. The bad news is what makes you believe the Yankees are going to come up big in this spot here. Because again, the team that we've seen all season, it feels like, for all the good things you've seen, we've seen the bats come alive in a major way. You got another excellent performance from Schindler. I feel like he is becoming one of the real X factors for this team as this season goes on. But nonetheless, where do you have the confidence? What can you see from what you've seen from this season that makes you feel like things are going to change? I'll tell you one thing. The names on the roster, the money that's being spent, it better change. Because I think now in many ways, this little run that they've been on actually applies more pressure on the Yankees. Because now we look at this Yankee team, a team that, again, a week ago, 2-3 weeks ago, there was serious conversation about whether or not this team would miss the playoffs. But now that we see the level of talent that they have, that when they even play against the worst team, they can just outright just destroy them. Now you say, okay, this thought process we had that maybe this just was a bad baseball team was false. They're not a bad baseball team, clearly. They got a lot of talent. They have enough talent to win in the American League. They have enough talent to get out of this league. Now the expectations come when you come into this 12-game stretch. Now the expectations come when you get to October. Because now a narrative could potentially be created where Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman and this organization has created a team that is a paper tiger. A team that has great names on paper but lacks the kind of baseball character needed to ever win a championship. And when you start having those conversations, because it felt like the Yankees for many years, they've been right on that precipice, very close to getting over the hump. If you start having that conversation where it's like, yeah, they got talent, but what's in here? I'm pointing to
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My chest, pointing to the heart. What's up here? I'm pointing to my head, thinking about the brain. When we start having those conversations, I think that's when manager, general manager, that's when a real conversation, I do feel like from ownership, will even be had at that point about what to do. Because I don't think that people feel like the Yankees, for all the issues that they've had, people feel that they lack heart. People feel they lack baseball character. I don't think that's ever been a conversation about this team. Do they lack fundamentals? Yes. Do they lack focus sometimes? Yes. In some ways, the roster has just been flawed in some ways that they can't control. They came in without a third baseman, right? Well, they can control it. Cashman can, but you know what I mean. The players can't control that. Like, there's some things that they can't control, but those things that when you see against, when you go up against the top-notch teams that you play to your potential, that you play to the Yankee standard, the old standard that we expect, if we start to question if that's even possible with this collection of guys, you can't change over the whole roster. Somebody's going to have to go. Something's going to have to change. I think even for someone like Hal Steinbrenner, I think that may be the tipping point where he says, okay, clearly we're at the point where we need somebody to get us over the hump. And I don't know if that means that Cashman goes. I don't know if that means Boone goes. I don't know if that means both of them goes. But I do think if the narrative continues and they go, let's say they go, I don't know, 4-8 in this stretch, or they go 3-9 in this stretch, and then they make the playoffs and they lose in the first round in embarrassing fashion, I think that might be enough for one of these guys to get out of here. So that's where, in some ways, there's a double-edged sword with this Yankee success that we've seen, 888-808-1019. You're giving yourself a chance at a chance. You're giving yourself hope to have some hope. Because the Yankees have shown that when they're clicking on all cylinders, they are an extremely dangerous team still. But all that changes if they go into this 12-game stretch and they lay another egg. Again, 888-808-1019. I'm going to get to the phone lines immediately because I want to hear from you, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Patrick, who's in West Islip. What's up, Patrick? You're on with EJ.
How we doing, EJ?
I'm doing great, Patrick. Good to hear from you. What's happening today?
All right. So you made a couple points, and I agree with a lot of it. I do agree that this next couple of games are very important. I think we should sweep Houston. I don't think Houston's a challenge, the same challenge that they were in the past. I think that anything but 2 out of 3 is unacceptable.
Wait, why are you moving past Houston so easily?
Because, I mean, they've been horrible. They've been bad. They're not the same Houston team that they were at all. I mean, you look at that stretch 2 weeks ago where they got outscored, what was it, like 40-3?
I mean, I understand that, but we just saw a Yankee stretch. I mean, we saw the Red Sox series. I mean, we've seen some bad Yankee stretches too. Like, to me, I don't feel like there's a lot of difference from a lot of these teams. And the standings suggest that. All these teams are all bunched up together. I wouldn't feel the kind of confidence you have that you guys are just going to move through Houston. By the way, Christian Javier, last game he pitched on Friday, 6 innings, no hit ball. And you're going to see him next. You're going to see him later this week. So the excitement in terms of saying we're going to just move past Houston, I don't quite understand, but I see what you're saying.
I think we should, but I think most importantly, again, whether we get swept by Houston, we sweep Houston, we split it, whatever, it all comes down to that Toronto series. That is the make or break of the deciding part of the series, whether the wild card or we're winning the division. comes down to that Toronto series.
That's
it's really the most important. And again, and you think about it, I was thinking before too. Yeah. You think about the past couple of years, we do take a little bit of a siesta in the summer for a little bit, but notoriously, for most of history, Yankees in September, we come to play. September is a different mindset, different ball game. It is Yankee baseball in September. Those leaves crackling you're talking about, that is where you feel good as a Yankee fan and where you feel horrible as a Mets fan. You know, it's all,
Patrick, slip that in there.
Fan, you feel good.
I hear you,
September.
I hear you, Patrick. Thanks for the phone call. I mean, he's right about that aspect. Like, this is supposed to be the Yankees' time, which is why I find this season so fascinating. Because, yes, all those things Patrick said is true. I'll leave the Mets shot aside. As a Mets fan myself, I'm like, hey, that's a little bit of a low blow. But, yeah, when we think about the Yankee organization, this is the time. It's almost like, turning on that on and off switch we talk about, right, when it comes to some of these great organizations like the Chiefs or the Patriots back in the day, or the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq, or the Lakers with just Kobe, or the Celtics, like these teams that can have rough stretches during a season, but then once September hits or whenever their, kind of stretch run to the playoffs hits, you see those teams hit another gear. The question becomes, are the Yankees hitting that gear right now? And I just don't think we will know that answer until this 12-game stretch is over. I want to believe in this seven-game win streak. I want to believe in what I've seen from the Yankee bats, especially, which outside of, they kind of had a little bit of a rough time for most of this game yesterday. But for the most part, though, I mean, they've just been on fire of late. I don't know, though, if I could sit there and say, oh, but no, they're definitely back and we're about to see a vintage Yankee run. I got to see it because those games they lost to Toronto, and they just lost to the Red Sox last week. Like, let's not act like that was ancient history. This was not like this was, and it was crazy because all I heard from Yankee fans all week was like, oh, wait till we see these Red Sox. Similar to what Patrick said about the Astros. That's why when he said that, I feel like I was getting deja vu because last week I kept hearing, well, wait till we see these Red Sox. When they come to the Bronx, it's going to be very different, and it was a lot of the same. So I'm looking at the Astros, and I know they had a disastrous series against the Tigers a couple weeks ago. I understand that. But there are still the Houston Astros. They are still your number one bugaboo the way I look at the Astros and how that team has owned the Yankees for the last, at this point, what, 5, 6, 7 years at this point? That's an important series. I'm not going to look past them and just think the Yankees are going to just walk right over the Astros. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Mike, who's in Bergen County. Mike, you're on with EJ Stewart.
Hey, what's up, EJ? Love the show, man.
Thank you, dude.
So, hear me out.
Yep.
First, I agree with you. I would love to see the Yankees do it in this 12-game stretch right now. 100% agree with you. But we're right now ahead of the Red Sox, right?
Yeah, 1.5 games ahead of the Red Sox.
And how close are we to Toronto?
Just 2 games back. You're 2.5 right, back from having the best record in all the whole American League, which is astonishing,
right, and
given how the season's gone.
Those two teams pretty much owned us, right?
Yes.
So how poorly did they play against non-playoff teams to still be that close to us when those guys owned us? And I'll take my chances with players that we have, the manager we have, in the playoffs, just like we did last year. We went through the same exact stretch last year. It was actually, I saw on ESPN, SportsCenter, saying that it was the exact same date range that we went on that slump. The exact same date range. So all I'm saying is to be 2 games out of Toronto, ahead of the Red Sox, did they demolish who they had to demolish to get where they are?
Well, kind of, because if you look at if you look at their standings, Mike, so the answer to that is they kind of have to, because the Blue Jays are 5 games above 500 against teams that are above 500, and the Red Sox are 500. The Yankees are also 500. So essentially, it's been a wash. So, like, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays have probably, especially the Red Sox, I have to look at the Red Sox standings. They clearly have some version of their Yankees in their schedule. I don't know who it is, because to come up to 500, even though you have where you're 6 games above 500 against one of the teams, suggests you're losing to somebody else. So those teams have kind of had their own maybe issues with other teams. But the Blue Jays, to be fair, I know they haven't played well really for, like, didn't I say well? They haven't played great, I would say. Probably for the last month or so. they still are five games above 500 against teams that are above 500. So you can't say that, you know, those teams haven't performed in any way. The Blue Jays have performed better.
But I think that is weighted by beating us, because we're above 500 a lot. So all I'm saying is, if you get into October, just like last year, we have these same question marks with a team that was, in my opinion, not as long of a lineup as we do right now. I think having even if they're not I mean, Volpe was terrible all year, and the man has 70 RBIs, and he's second on the team in doubles. And
he's gonna have the worst 2020 80 RBI season in the history of Major League Baseball. But you're right,
right,
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
I mean, he's terrible, but he's still producing runs.
Yep.
And people say, he left so many men on base. Well, that's because we lead the MLB in on base percentage.
Exactly.
So that just means he's not a 300 hitter. Well, guess what? The whole league is down like 20 points from 2009, the last time we won a World Series. So, I mean, it is what it is. Thanks, EJ. You're the man. I'll listen to you on the radio. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Mike. Great hearing from Mike. I'm hearing a lot of optimism, and I'm hearing a lot of this is going to be different, and also the records. And I heard this even when Emmanuel, the great Emmanuel Babari, was on before me. Hearing that optimism as well from listeners and callers, feeling like what happened earlier is really doesn't matter as much, which I actually kind of agree with. In many ways, I agree with. That's why I feel, like this is so important, because it doesn't matter. Like, when I think about the Yankees and who they have been, this has been the time when they turn up the heat. This has been the time when they start to really put the pressure on these teams. And considering Boston teetering, Toronto teetering, Astros seem to be figuring it out a little bit after a disastrous stretch last week, but I'm actually, if the Yankees are who we think they can be, who we expect them to be, this is the time to turn it up. 888-808-1019, something to call. So I want to hear from you, Yankee fans. I don't want to hear from anybody. How do you feel coming into this 12-game stretch? How do you feel about the 7-game win streak? Do you extrapolate anything? I don't extrapolate anything at all from it, because to me, they've shown they can beat these bad teams. What are they going to do when they face the teams that they will be facing in the playoffs? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And also, as always two rules when I step to the mic. Rule number one, I'll always keep it 100. Number two, I'm ducking no smoke. So if you want to get in, call 888-808-1019. Or, of course, it is 2025, which means we have multiple ways for you to contribute to the show. To holler at me, hit me up on social media, EJ_Stewart on Twitter /X, @ActionEJ on Instagram. Coming up, the one thing that I think could be the difference in the Yankees, perhaps having a more successful postseason run. We're going to get to that in a little bit. It's EJ Stewart on the Fan. It's the real.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.